This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. We'll make a pivot now from inflation to debt, consumer debt to be just a bit more specific. The Federal Reserve says U.S. household debt is growing, but debt as compared to income is as low as it's been in 3 years and much lower here than it is in places like Britain or Canada. Tim Fitzsimmons has the Marketplace Debt Report.
Economists would tell you debt isn't a dirty word. An increase in borrowing means an increase in spending, which means an increase in demand, which helps the economy. But too much debt and bad debt, well, that's where people found themselves in the recession.
So households went through a very painful process of deleveraging in the last couple of years.
Bernie Baumol is an economist at the Economic Outlook Group. Deleveraging is the key word here.
But the bottom line is they're trying to restore some balance between the amount of debt that they've got to service and the income that they're making.
But having your own financial house in order doesn't necessarily help the overall economy, says Gus Fauché, an economist with PNC Financial Services.
It's been a drag on economic growth as consumers have been more cautious with their spending.
But now that many Americans have largely dug themselves out of the holes created by the Great Recession, economists expect an uptick in debt and in spending.
I think there is room for consumers to take on a little bit more debt, not go hog wild, but take on some more credit to fund purchases of big ticket items.
While many Americans have stabilized their balance sheets, Thomas Cooley, a business professor at NYU's Stern School, says young people have staggered under the weight of growing student debt.
And that's a constraining factor in their ability and their willingness to take on mortgage debt and more auto loan debt and so on.
So that's one reason why the millennials are sometimes called Generation Rent. In Washington, I'm Tim Fitzsimmons for Marketplace.